Did you guys see who from Seton Hall went into the portal yesterday?
Yes. I'm just blanking. I remember.
Richmond.
Yeah, Kadarius Richmond. Thank you.
Which, hello, Seton Hall. Maybe that NIL. You have a really good head coach. He may not be there very long. I don't care what his connection is. They're going to have to retool their roster again.
Somebody take care of him.
So he's going to get paid, and he'll get overpaid. And there's guys that are getting overpaid because of timing when you're in the portal. And there's some programs that are desperate out there. I saw a stat yesterday. 54% of the Missouri Valley Conference players that finished last season on a roster are gone.
Good Lord.
That's all?
Now, it's not like,
which is sad.
It's in the farm system that is mid-major basketball.
And that's why.
Man, that's 54%
yep.
of the players that finished the year on a Missouri Valley Conference roster are in the portal and have either selected a place or they're still in the portal.
Thank God Creighton got out of the mid-major. Yeah.
Can you,
what would it be like here if you're still in the Missouri Valley Conference and...
He just said it. That's what it would be.
You feel like you got stuff going
on. Maybe they would be an outlier. Because they never, they were in the Missouri Valley Conference, but they were a different kind of Missouri Valley Conference.
There's a couple of teams that, them and Wichita State, for sure. I would like to think, and Jimmy, you probably know this better than I would.
The crop.
I would like to think Wichita State would probably have, even as a Missouri Valley Conference school, probably have a better NIL situation than, say, Indiana State or Illinois State.
Right. They could have had that Evansville. Spangles NIL money down there.
Yeah, but
it just tastes better.
It's what I think about that. You know, guys, you go all the way back to Kyle Korver, and even Dougie his first couple of years. You're constantly wondering, oh man, so and so just balled out. Well, he's going to be gone. Like that'd be tough.
That's why a Creighton fan needs to be thankful that their trajectory has gone to different places.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the new normal. Mm-hmm. No rules, portal combat. And it's getting late in the process. May 1 is the deadline. And you lose a guy like that. Probably because he saw somebody got overpaid. I've had a good 3 years at Seton Hall. I can get paid. Or somebody has tampered with him. What's his name from San Diego State yesterday, 2 days ago, Butler, who I thought was out of eligibility, has gone into the portal.
I don't know when teams, and this is, it's that time right now, as you mentioned, Monday is the deadline. I don't know where coaches are when it comes to pivoting because, you mentioned Seton Hall and Sheehan Holloway you're in a situation where you're thinking, all right, despite what you might lose to graduation, maybe losing the occasional portal guy, if you've got a guy or two that you feel confident in, and now you're at this part of the transfer portal window that you feel you're on the back end of it, I would assume a lot of coaches feel somewhat confident that, okay, here's who we have. I would also assume that you're in regular communication with your roster because it's a necessity now. So it's the timing of all this too, when you don't have that opportunity. Not that you have to declare what school you're going to by that deadline, as we've talked about many times, but you're starting to push forward, getting closer to the summer of having an idea what your roster is going to be and not wanting to have to worry about do any re-recruiting. Now, all of a sudden, you're put in a position of you got to replace that type of production all of a sudden or find at least a couple of guys that can replace that production.
All right, I'm ready to blame Iowa. So Iowa and Nebraska play baseball this weekend. This was supposed to be a great opportunity for both teams. Quad one opportunities. Iowa has played a little bit better of late, but
still 106 in the RPI.
Hey, it's a great rivalry.
It is
pretty good rivalry.
It absolutely is,
and it should be. I mean, the two neighboring states.
Yep, there's been some good back and forths.
There's a lot of Iowans that play for Nebraska. Not as many Nebraskans that go over to Iowa City.
Right.
But the state of Iowa has some great high school baseball. Very underrated. Continue to say that the high school baseball in the state of Nebraska. It's reiterated yesterday when, first let me mention this. All of these invitationals that are going on, and like today the Don Kraft
at Millard South,
it's raining in Omaha, so
it ain't happening today.
But we had the Jim Thomas Invitational and Frank Ryan. So it just shows you we've had some like legendary baseball coaches
Hell yeah.
And the high school baseball is really, really good. And it's cool that Tyson Lewis, the shortstop at Millard West, who could be a first round guy.
Oh, his dad.
Has got all these scouts looking for him, mm-hmm. you know, looking at him, I should say. That high school baseball here is really, really good. But Nebraska goes over and they get Iowans. I mean, they've done a really good job over in Des Moines. And so they play this weekend. And Iowa has let us down because it will not be a quad one weekend. But
don't put that evil on them.
Considering that Iowa's won five in a row, playing pretty well. I mean, they sopranoed the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
That's a good series.
I said that Nebraska has to go 3-1 this week. Well, they lost to KU. That means they got to sweep Iowa. Ugh. The three arms that Iowa is starting, pretty good. Mm-hmm. I like the starting pitching matchups this weekend. Could be kind of intriguing. But if Iowa went, or if Nebraska went 2-1, that's enough, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's fine. 2-1 against Iowa. Again, I don't want to dwell too much on their RPI. I just mentioned it was 106. But yeah, this is the situation that Nebraska's in. If you continue to win series, even despite the struggles in midweek, and don't forget, I mean, just right around the corner, you've got the finale of Nebraska-Creighton on Tuesday, that your path is to continue doing what you're doing on the weekends. And I haven't seen, with those struggles on the midweek, that they've taken this deep tumble into the RPI. So you keep doing that, you're going to get a first or second seed in the Big Ten tournament. And we saw the latest projections a couple of days ago on D1Baseball.com. They're still sitting there as a 2 seed.
Yep.
So,
but did you also see, here's the scary thing. Nebraska's RPI is good, but the amount of Big Ten teams that Baseball America and D1 Baseball are putting in the tournament, there's Nebraska and either Illinois or Ohio State. I've seen another one.
Yep. So you're
a little uncomforting.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And this was, I don't know if people looked at the Big Ten this year and thought that this would be a 3-bid conference based on strength. I think there's always going into the season a lot of emphasis on teams like Indiana and Maryland, because Indiana has shown, and they recruit very well, but Maryland, with what they had last year, even though they lost a bunch, Iowa, it was expected to be a lot better. So if you were to say you're going to be a 2 or 3 bid league team and your teams that are going to represent are going to be Nebraska, Illinois, and possibly Ohio State, I think people would have thought, ooh, this isn't a good look then for the Big Ten, because we thought Iowa would help out a little bit. We thought that Indiana and or Maryland would help out a little bit just based on how they recruit, and that's not happening. So you're in a path if you're Nebraska right now. You win those series, you put yourself in a position where you're in the top two, possibly 3 in the Big Ten when everybody comes here to Omaha at the end of May for the Big Ten tournament. I could care less at this point about what happens in the midweek as far as that goes. Now, the midweek thing was supposed to be better this year, and it hasn't been. And that's a problem. But as far as the RPI and Nebraska's prospects of getting to the NCAA tournament, right now, take care of business on the weekends.
So we don't know what's going to happen with the weather. But if they play, Brett Sears against Cade Obermuller is a really, really good matchup. Iowa's throwing 3 really good arms. Major League first-round guy Breck is going to pitch on Sunday. It just, as we look at like Nebraska's path, and we've talked a lot about this, because Creighton's great in the midweek, confusing on the weekend. Nebraska is completely the opposite. Is Creighton has to sweep this weekend.
Yes.
So I think Creighton needs at minimum 9 wins. 9 wins in their last 4 Big East series.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're in the tournament and they don't have to worry about being like, uh-oh. It the frustrating thing going into a weekend of Big East and even more so Big Ten, their conferences do such a crappy job in growing the game. There's no awareness towards Big Ten baseball. The Big Ten network has no inkling of growing the sport of baseball. They are an absolute just ghost town when it comes on the national level.
And they have a network. And that's the thing for Big East baseball, when you only have 4 teams in your tournament, I understand you're probably handcuffed a little bit on what you can do to promote it and to help grow it. Now, trying to put some pressure on your schools to at least get out of city parks.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
It won't, because nobody cares enough about it. I get that. I understand where Big East baseball is, that any complaint that you have, and even I find myself waxing poetically about the good old Missouri Valley Conference days, because it was a conference that actually did care about baseball, and so you had better venues, you had fun little rivalries, and people actually cared about the sport and seeing it evolve. Big Ten has no excuse. The only excuse is that it's not a historically deep, strong conference. Yes, you've had your Indiana moments, you've had your Michigan moments, you've had some good Minnesota teams and some good Illinois teams, some good Nebraska teams, but as far as, boy, Big Ten, they're going to be, at the very least, terrible. Bringing four teams to the NCAA tournament.
Terrible job by the Big Ten Network to grow the sport.
Yep.
It has been out there, it's been talked about, fans have talked about it, media have talked about it. Just another weekend in that league when you see a round of projections and the league gets no run.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall doesn't talk about the Big Ten unless
he's on one of our shows and we're asking.
There's a Nebraska fan that gets into a chat and says, hey, right. What do you think about Nebraska?
Right. Then you're almost forced to kind of take a bigger look at them.
And hey, Oregon, USC, UCLA, Washington, are you going to make Big Ten baseball matter when it comes to promoting it? Or is this going to be like,
Well, and that's where...
It's disappointing. I'm comparing to the SEC. I get it. Warm weather, they win national championships. Yeah. Baseball has been more of a thing in the South.
Yep.
But they have elevated their game because of their network. Mm-hmm. And the network has done really nothing except for televise every game in your conference tournament to expand the footprint of Big Ten baseball.
Shouldn't
be up to coaches to do it. You should need a little help along the way, and I don't think they get help from the conference.
I sum it up this way. Where is the Big Ten tournament played at?
Omaha?
It's played at the home of the College World Series. How many people in the Big Ten offices there in Rosemont, Illinois, you think even realize that how rare that is, that your conference gets to set foot on that 3 weeks before you're going to have the very best in there?
Let's be honest here. The reason it's here is because if by chance you get Nebraska and they play a few games and Iowa's in it, you're going to have a better chance to get a crowd.
Sure. Oh, that's 100%. But the reality is it is here. And so you have that going for you. That's the only time that you actually have round-the-clock coverage of Big Ten baseball. And so this is the part of the conversation of, if we're comparing the SEC to the Big Ten, it's an apples to orange conversation based on the success of those conferences. But it doesn't mean that you can't put more sense of urgency into that product of what you're doing with your inventory on Big Ten Network, what you're doing with midweek games. No. And I thought Tony Petitti, who has a little bit of a baseball background, I'll admit I was naive to it, because obviously you got to take care of football first and foremost. But hopefully, and maybe with the expansion of other teams that have had a solid baseball history with the additional Pac-12 teams that are joining, you would, I'll put it this way, if that doesn't do it, it's never going to happen.
So the second game of the series between Nebraska and Iowa is on BTN. Why isn't there a game on tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't there a Friday night game on BTN?
Because they have the Big Ten Beyond the Journey or something going on. Or maybe replaying a spring game tonight, man. Come on. Those are important things.
Tough to grow the sport.
It is. It really is.
All right. Tom Chattel, on a plethora of topics, going to join us here in about 15 minutes. On Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.